Ours to Protect on iRadio.
Find yourself throwing out food every week. Well, you're not the only one, because food waste costs the average household €700 per year. And not only is it bad for our pockets, but the environment too. According to Bord Bia, more than one third of all food is wasted. That's 1.3 tonnes every year. It's not just the food itself that goes to waste, it's the resources that went into making it, from water to land and labour. Almost 870 million people in the world go hungry every day. Food waste contributes to 8% of the world greenhouse gas emissions. So how can we stop this? I chatted to Mairead McCann from Save Food to give us tips on how to cut down our food waste.
I suppose we've several tips, but yeah, as you say, it's very bad for the environment. And I suppose especially with the high food prices we're currently experiencing, it's bad for our pockets too. So I suppose we have small tips to help you reduce food waste. I suppose the first tip would be to plan ahead, I suppose, when you're going shopping, make a weekly meal plan. You know, choose recipes that use similar ingredients, so you'll be buying kind of the same ingredients all the time. I suppose if you use a meal plan to make your shopping list, that way you can go through your cupboards and check, you know, what ingredients you already have and what you need to buy, so you're not buying things unnecessarily. And I suppose when you go to the shops, I suppose it's all about shopping smartly, I suppose. And, you know, I suppose people get tempted by money saving offers while they're at the shop, but if you try and stick to your list, I suppose you'll again avoid buying things that you don't need. And another tip is that we all do it: don't go shopping when you're hungry, I suppose, because, you know, avoid hunger driving purchases when you're at the shops. Even another small tip at the shop: some people, you know, if you go in, even if you think about getting a smaller trolley, you know, it stops you actually filling up with unnecessary items. And again, I suppose an important thing when you're at the shops is to check use by dates and avoid buying food that needs to be used up very quickly, so that you'll end up throwing it out unnecessarily again.
Yeah, they say to kind of shop two or three times a week rather than doing that one big bulk shop, because...
Yeah, you could do that too, I suppose, and that would save you buying things unnecessarily. I suppose when I think of what we do, instead of a weekly shop, we do that, because I suppose, you know, if you don't have time to be planning every day's meals, yeah, if you buy things every day, I suppose it does avoid food waste also. That is true. And I suppose the other thing is, when you get home, it goes without saying, the way you store your food has a big impact on how long it lasts. So I suppose we just advise, if you buy pre-packed foods, that you always check the label for any specific storage advice, and, you know, what way to sort, make sure you follow that. And with your fridge or your cupboards, if you put newer items to the back and move your older items to the front, so you can use your older items first, and that'll help you to do that and remember to do that.
Recently, Marks and Spencer removed their use by dates from fresh milk and replaced it with best before dates. The supermarket chain wants customers to do a sniff test to see if their milk is still drinkable rather than dumping it because it reaches an expiry date. Milk is the third most wasted food and drink product after potatoes and bread. A typical household is estimated to throw away 18.5 pints of milk every year. So M&S says the move will help customers save money and cut down on waste by giving them more time to consume milk they buy. Mairead McCann from Safe Food explains the difference between best before and use by dates, and how freezing food is like hitting the pause button.
Just to remember about date marks as well, that best before dates are a guideline, and they're about the quality of the food. So, you know, you can use food after the best before date, that's your decision. But I suppose just remember that use by date is a deadline, and, you know, it's about food safety, and you must use the food before the use by date. But that said, you can freeze food right up to its use by date. So that's a great way of preventing food waste. So if you've got something that's about to expire, you know, putting it in the freezer kind of acts like a pause button, so you can enjoy it at another time. That's a great tip for avoiding food waste.
Yeah, what kind of foods are good to store in the freezer?
Well, really, you can freeze many foods There's some foods that you can't freeze due to, I suppose, it ruins the quality of them. But in terms of safety, you can put anything in the freezer, I suppose. And then I suppose the length of time varies from 3 to 6 months of how long you should store them in the fridge. But actually, we have a good chart on our website at safefood.net. If you go to the foods freezing section, we have a big section on, you know, what for how long you can store your foods in the freezer for the best quality. So that's really helpful.
And batch cooking as well. That's something, if you don't have the time every single day to be cooking dinner, you can store food in the fridge and the freezer. Do you have any advice on that, or what meals are good to batch cook?
Yeah, I suppose larger dishes like your shepherd's pies, your lasagnas, you can batch cook those, and then portion them down into small portions in a way that you will use them, I suppose, instead of a lot of people use leftovers and pop them in the back of the fridge, and they're often forgotten about. And that is a big reason why food is wasted. So yeah, if you portion them down into small portions and make sure you label them when you put them into the freezer, so you know when you've froze them. And as I say, take them out when you need them, and it's a great way of preventing food waste.
Some people may live in small apartments and maybe sharing appliances with others, so they might not have that freezer space. Do you have any advice for that?
Just buy smaller portions and shop daily so that you're avoiding storing large amounts of food. And that's probably the best advice if you don't have anywhere to store. And I suppose if you have leftovers in your fridge, just make sure you use them up.
To get in contact, email us on arsetoprotect@iradio.ie, or you can listen back to this or previous episodes on iradio.ie/arsetoprotect. We'll be back again next Thursday at 7 p.m.
Airs to Protect, brought to you by iRadio, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Naman with the television license fee. Check out arsetoprotect.ie for more info.